Return 7:02 Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Okay, just heard Pet Clock, the B-side to Downtown, came out in 1964 on Warner Brothers, and You'd Better Love Me. She's gonna be 80 in November. She's gonna be 84 years old, 83 years old. Mind blown. Before that, you heard Armitage Shanks channeling the Mekons from 1995 on their album Sing and Play 20 Punk Hits of the 70s and Where Were You? And we kicked off the set with the Righteous Brothers and Just Once in My Life, track they released on the Phyllis label in 1965. Oh, this thing's acting real nice. Anyway, there's the Out of the Blue benefit you may want to check out. It's on Father's Day at Out of the Blue Gallery, 521 Mass Ave in Cambridge. So you might as well, a whole bunch of people I know are playing. So if you want to get out of the heat, hopefully it's air conditioned in there. Doesn't matter, you can hear a lot of hot tunes, so check it out. Benefit for Out of the Blue Gallery in Cambridge this Sunday afternoon. Anyway, I'll just swing right back into it. Coming up in this second hour, this week's song that everybody knows. What is it? So Much More. These are the Desperate Hours. We'll be right back.
me know, for Christ's sake.
Billy Ray was the preacher's son, and when his daddy would visit, he'd come along. When they gathered around and started talking, Cousin Billy would take me walking. Out through the backyard we go walking. Then he looked into my eyes. Lord knows, to my surprise, the only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. You see what? Everything is alright. You kiss and tell me everything's alright. Can I get away again tonight? The only one who could ever reach me was the son of a preacher man. The only boy who could ever teach me was the son of a preacher man. Yes, he was. You know
this is Darlene Lacey, curator of the Candy Wrapper Museum, listening in from Candyland, California. Nothing makes me more desperate than listening to the sweet sounds of Alex Piandez on the Desperate Hours, WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford, Massachusetts.
Man, take this crazy pad. Man, it's a mad pad. Blue suede drapes, wall-to-wall television. Lampshades, plaid light bulbs, overstuffed couch with feathers from Birdland.
Just to drink awesome shooters and listen to awesome music and then just sit around and soak up each other's awesomeness.
Believe me, oh, when I say to you, the only thing I think about, baby, is everything that you used to do. If I ever needed someone to call on when I was blue, baby, believe me, I needed you. I can't face, no, I can't face the people I meet. Well, it hurts me so bad inside, baby. Oh, I have to turn my head and weep. If you only knew how my heart aches over you, you'd be crying, baby, I needed you. When you left me, oh, you caught that midnight train. Well, I told you, little girl, that you would drive me insane.
Eastern Time, and these are the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. The station wants you to know that if you're under the influence of anything, never even think about getting behind the wheel of a car and driving. People die that way. This is a public service announcement from the teetotalers here at WMFO in Medford. Anyway, I'm explaining with this first set of the second hour. Just heard the Royal Guardsman with the B-side to Snoopy versus the Red Baron. And I Needed You, 1966 on the Laurie label. Before that, you heard The Care Package, a track called Mr. Child, released in 1966 on the Jubilee label. Ed Kooky Burns did Kooky's Mad Pad. You're going to see it on the Spinatron playlist as Ed Burns and Friend, but that's the A-side, which is Like I Love You, which he did with Joni... What's her name? Joni Summers. Kooky's Mad Pad, 1959 on Warner Brothers. Before that, Les Cooper and the Soul Rockers did Dig Yourself. Came out in 1963 on the Everlast label. And before that, this week's song that everybody knows, Son of a Preacher Man, Dusty Springfield, from 1968 on the Atlantic label. And we kicked off the set. This first set of the second hour, and the Sticks and Stones, and Bad News. I got the compilation, Psychedelic Crown Jewels Volume 2. Came out on Gear Fab. was originally released on some label called Tiny Path in 1966. Coming up in about 38 minutes is going to be Cloudberry Farm with Alex. So stick around for that. I'm driving down today. It blew out the muffler of my car. Sounds rough and tough. No, it doesn't. It just sounds bad. Sounds like every bit of the 157,000 miles that it has on it. That's what it sounds like. Sounds like crap. These are the Desperate Hours.
She's in bed. She's in bed.
Hi, this is Mike Murray from the Hope.
This is Scott Gorky from
Howdy, hi, this is Mike Murray from the Whole Lotta Shakin' Radio Show in Rochester, New York.
I'm going to have to do this old CD
and
over
you're
again.
You're listening to my partner in crime, Alex, keeping rock and roll alive one record at a time. Right here on the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is Mike Stewart from The Brigands, and you're listening to Alex on The Desperate Hours, rocking your Thursday from 6 to 8 p.m. on WMFO in Medford. Remember to keep rocking.
What?
As he whispered, I love you, softly in your ear. Don't you listen to a word, it will bring you tears.
Turn him down, don't you know what he's doing? His kind of love will only bring you ruin. Can't you see, he'll only make a fool out of you.
Does he say when he wants you to be his own? Watch him be.
Turn up now, won't you ever realize his words of love are only filled with lies. Can't you see, he'll only make a fool out of you. He'll only make a fool out of you. My friends told me, they tried to tell you,
he's not your kind of guy. Understand love's blind.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we're past the three-quarter pole and heading down the home stretch of the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Just heard a band called the Scalawags. They're from Canada. No, wait a minute. You heard Jimmy McGriff in Part 1. I Got a Woman, Part 1. Came out in 1962 on Sue. Before that, you heard the Scalawags and Turn Them Down. Track that was originally released on the Excellent label in Canada. Far be it for me to disagree. Came out in 1966. I got off the compilation Gravel Volume 5. Well, that, the Ohio Express, a little bit of bubblegum from 1968 on the Buddha label, and Chewy Chewy. The Teardrops did You Won't Be There. Track originally released on the Music Core label in 1965. I got off the compilation Where the Girls Are, Volume 2. Before that, the Ventures did Diamonds off their Surfing LP. Came out in 1963 on the Dalton label. And we kicked it off with Bob and Galen, a track that was originally released on the Ventura label in 1965. And Don't Go In My Room, Girl, after compilation Don't Be Bad, came out in 2015 on Big Beat. And to those who have done bumpers, I'm going to do that over again. I got all the MP3s on my desktop, so I'm going to do a new one. I give up. I did the toothpaste treatment a couple of times on the CD. I give up. I throw up my hands. Forget it, you know. Meanwhile, those of you who have not sent one in and have access, and don't be bashful, all you have to do is make an MP3 or a WAV. What you do is you mention your name, your general geographic area. Then you mention the Desperate Hours, Alex, and WMFO, and all their possible combinations. Your claim to fame as well, I forgot, or lack thereof. You're going to be just a regular Joe or Jane six-pack off the street. Make a WAV or an MP3 and email it to coffeeandsmokes@verizon.net. That's COFFEEN. SMOKES at Verizon.net. So now, these appeals may sound pathetic to you, but hey, you know, it kills dead air. If you're on social media, and the minute you are, all you gotta do is go over to the Desperate Hours on WMFO Facebook page and like it. Every now and then I get a burst of likes. I wonder if that's like social engineering or whatever they do. Whatever they talked about on 60 Minutes this past Sunday, and actually about back in the during the winter. But anyway, and while you're at it, WMFO has a Facebook page as well. So go like that too. Hey, well, how's that? You got two things you like. The Desperate Hours and WMFO. Together and separate. You like them both. Let's bring this old girl home. These are the Desperate Hours.
Yeah! together, even though you mean a lot to me. Do it.
Devotion and love. confidence, devotion, and love. Yes, love, 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 love. And I'm dedicating my life to you. Sorry, so big.
7:56 and they're playing that song. You know what that means? These were the Desperate Hours on 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford. Mandatory listening for douchebags everywhere. Rock and roll, rhythm, blues, punk, and pop dreck from the has-been, should-have-beens, woulda-couldas, and never-worries from the 50s to the present day. My name is Alex, and I play a steaming pile of compilation cuts and drill-outs each and every Thursday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Anyway, backing me up, as always, are the Tempest and Lemon Lime out of Rochester, New York. I got that off the compilation Strum and Mental Part 2. You just said 006 and like, what, me worry? I got off the compilation Garage Beat 66 Volume 1, originally released on the Redbird label in 1966. For that, the Snaps and Polka Dotted Eyes, originally released on the East Coast label in 1966. I got off the compilation Psychedelic Unknowns Volume 6. Well, that Joe Hinton did 1,000 Cups of Happiness, released in 1960 on the Backbeat label. Jimmy Jones before that, and Ready for Love, 1960 on the Cub label. And we kicked it off with the Invictors and Do It, originally released on the Sahara label in 1965. I got off the compilation Wild Sides Volume 2. Well, it's been a wild ride for 2 hours. No, it hasn't. Anyway, these were the Desperate Hours. My name is Alex. I'm going to leave you off with some travel music. And as always, the pleasure is mine. Take care.